One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. Still going through Carl's email about the Star Beast. He was not mad for Sean's character. But I kind of like that, you know, it sort of subverts the idea of the wife character in kind of like, you know, old adventure sort of stuff where there was always kind of like this just a woman. Like that's the entirety of a character was a woman, wife. And, you know, it happened a lot in Doctor Who. I mean, even in the Star Beast comic, the like Fudge's mum, who is kind of hilarious, but is very much a stereotype. Like she's just, you know, constantly smoking a fag with rollers in her hair and putting, you know, making cups of tea for everyone. And I love that Sylvia and Donna are these huge, larger-than-life characters. I mean, so is Rose. And Sean's character is just like, oh, yeah, I'm surrounded by all these, you know, really powerful women. This is my character, being awed by them. Anyway, on to Meep. Carl says, stunt casting, but you got to love Miriam Margolyes. Best quote I saw was, great editing, didn't hear her swearing it off once. I mean, she has a tendency to be a little bit of a potty mouth, let's face it. But yeah, there's a great article in Doctor Who magazine because, I don't know if you know the Emily Cook, who organized, kind of like is responsible for these specials even happening. Emily Cook organized all these watch-alongs on Twitter that kind of got everyone engaged again and now is a writer for Doctor Who magazine. I think he's also producing some big finishes. Anyway, Emily Cook is Miriam Margolyes' boarder at her house. Okay, that's how that works. But has written an article about the voiceover of playing the Meep, and it's kind of hysterical. Like Miriam Margolyes is just like a unique character. A friend of mine used to work with her on what's the show she used to do here with Essie Davis, and it was like a 20s, 30s murder mystery. Oh, Miss Fisher's murder mysteries. Someone has got, was Miss Fisher. Was that the name of the show? Miss Fisher's murder mysteries. Miss Fisher. A friend of mine used to work on that and said she was just a delight. But that she's so small. it's, but like kind of takes up a whole room, like with her personality. I know Tom Baker wanted her as a companion back in the day because he thought she would have been hilarious. So that's some interesting stuff. Like, but yeah, like just fun voice for the Meep. But you would love to see the outtakes, wouldn't you? Or just watch the whole recording session, because it doesn't seem like it went that long, realistically. Phil Collinson kind of directed it. Like the director, Rachel Talalay, wasn't even really involved, I guess, because she'd moved on to other things. Carl also says, the Roth loved them better than the Jadoon. That's a big call. It would be good to see the Roth again. Roth. Yeah, I mean, Miriam Margolyes said that that was a hard word to say because she's like, oh, there's too many letters in it. And it was a comic book word, so it wasn't actually designed to be said out loud. It was meant to look cool. But yeah, better than the Jadoon. Oh, my Lord. It will be great to see them again now that they're properly canon. Although I wonder if this is our last kind of, you know, sort of space opera-y episode of Doctor Who, given it's there was something I read about what Russell T. Davis is hoping to do with the show as it goes along, which is he's kind of said that it's going to be more of a fantasy show than a science fiction show, which, you know, looking at how bonkers the giggle was, and that the church on Ruby Road seems to be about goblins in a flying ship, which is very heavy on the fantasy and not much on the on the science fiction. Even to the point where, like, I was going to get around to these things when we talk about the giggle, but there was a comment from Bert about when the toy maker's folded up and put in the red box, Kate says, put this in the lowest archive and surround it in salt. Is this something inherited from the Doctor introducing salt at the edge of the universe, much the same way Donna now uses Mavity? It was a quick throwaway line, but made me think. And Kim replied, I thought the surrounded in salt was a throwback to old Celtic superstitions, like garlic warding off vampires. Like, I'm sure UNIT will have all the latest high-tech gadgets, but why not cover all bases? So, I mean, they have used salt in Doctor Who in the past. Like, they used rock salt to defeat the Fendaline in Image of the Fendal, which is a Tom Baker story with Leela. And it's extremely creepy, written by Chris Boucher, who did the Robots of Death and a lot of, like, was the script editor on Blake 7. But yeah, so that's, it's kind of like an old, you know, sort of folkloric thing using salt. But the Doctor saying, oh, I've used salt at the edge of the universe, I've invited something in, maybe that means more than just the toy maker. And maybe that's kind of how the show is going to veer more into a sort of fantasy realm, is that, you know, doing something like that at the edge of the universe has kind of pivoted things somehow, so that we're going to get more of that sort of fairy tale fantasy element coming into the show. And the Doctor is, you know, that's something that the Doctor's not able to kind of think his way out of that easily, because it follows different rules than science. Who knows? But it's an interesting kind of it's an interesting tidbit. Carl also says, Rose, that I hope this is not the last we see of Rose Noble. Is it significant she wasn't allowed into the TARDIS? Ooh, Carl's got a theory. Remember how the Fourth Doctor returned to Station Nerva after the Sontaran experiment Time has passed and he's a bit discombobulated. Maybe the same here. He returns to London for episode 3 and it's all weird and we get to know the connection with the mystery Dubai woman who wants to see what the doctor was up to. Looking at you, Melanie Bush. And knew she could via Rose the toy maker. Oh, unfortunately, that's all not true. Well, although I did also think... when it was suggested, you know, who is the mystery person in Dubai buying all of the gonks? I was like, well, maybe it's Mel, but also wrong. I don't know what's going on with Rose, but I'm pretty sure that Rose will be back in the show because there was talk of Yasmin Finney filming as recently as like last year, and you know these episodes have all been kind of like locked away in the can. They're starting to film the next series, so yeah, I think we are going to be seeing a bit more of Rose. Carl also says scientific advisor number 56, nice to see UNIT is smart, defended and armed. Lethbridge Stewart would be proud, but now I want to see more. As an entitled fan, I require an older, wiser Martha as job share 57 working alongside Shirley. Look, there's been a lot of talk about poor Martha missing out. Not only does she miss out on a doctor when all of David Tennant's other companions got a spare, but also that she wasn't anywhere near UNIT. I think the biggest problem there is that where, you know, it's like many of the actors from this series, Freema Agyeman has gone on to a lot of big things and is probably not very available. All right, more of your thoughts and theories about the Doctor Who specials coming up.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.